October 1986. Shay Elliott pulled her Chevy C10 pickup truck into a parking space close to the entrance of the bar. There were only a few other cars in the lot. She turned off the ignition and leaned her head back. She had been to this bar hundreds of times, first as just a patron, then as Dee's friend, and then as a law enforcement officer. There weren't a lot of problems at the bar. The fact that Dee would ban you for life for fighting did a lot to deter that kind of trouble. Usually, the only problems were an occasional local punk yelling anti-gay rhetoric or the sporadic lover's quarrel that would lead to sloppy breakups that only lasted until the following weekend. Shay took a deep breath and let it out slowly. She would continue coming to the bar as a patron and a friend, but never again as a law enforcement officer. "What have I done?" she whispered. It started to drizzle again, and she stared through the spotted and streaked windshield at the building's painted cinder block. When she got out of the truck, she gave the parking lot a quick, visual scan. Her attention came to rest on the far right corner of the building, where two bowls were set off to the side. It appeared Lana, or one of the other bartenders, had taken to feeding the feral cat that had started hanging around. Shay chuckled, because she had known Dee's no strays rule wouldn't last the week. Here goes. She pulled the heavy door open and stopped just inside, waiting for her eyes to adjust to the dark interior. A woman leaning against the cigarette machine smiled at her. Shay nodded. "I did it," Shay blurted out to Lana Christensen as she sat at the bar. "You did what, and what'll you have?" Lana asked as she adjusted her long, dark ponytail and reached for a glass hanging from the rack above her head. "A vodka tonic, and make it a double." Shay swiveled around, looking at the few people in the bar at that early hour. "Oh, and a shot of tequila." Phil Collins crooned "One More Night" from the jukebox. Shay much preferred his songs to the dance music that inevitably would take over later. She watched two women chalk up their pool cues as they eyed each other across the green felt table. Shay found their game of psych out amusing. Running her hand over her semi-short, wavy hair, she watched them stare each other down. Lana set Shay's drink in front of her, and then poured the shot. As Shay reached for the tequila, Lana placed her hand over Shay's and the shot. "Whoa," she said. Shay could tell Lana was nervous, probably because she'd never seen Shay do shots before. Lana's voice lowered to a near whisper. "What did you do?"